This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Forecasters expect the highest inflation in maybe 30 years when the Consumer Price Index comes out this morning. This amid pandemic distortions in making and distributing everything from microprocessors to meat. Now, when prices go up, we often swap out what we buy. Marketplace's Caroline Champlin reports.
Boston College professor Francesco D'Acunto is usually loyal to Italian brands of pasta and pasta sauce.
And, you know, just because of inertia, because I know the brands I typically was using to buy those brands.
I mean, he's from Italy, after all. But recently, he made the decision to switch to a store brand, and he approved.
I feel like exposed. I'm probably as happy as I was before of having my pasta, tomato sauce pasta.
In his research, he's found consumers often trade from name brands to store brands based on the price changes they're seeing every day.
They form the way they think about inflation based on the actual prices they pay at the grocery store. And they form their idea of inflation based on this little bubble where they live.
Sometimes, though, D'Acunto says store brands are actually produced by the same manufacturer as the name brand. And according to Cornell business professor Caitlin Woolley, the store brand isn't always cheaper.
People have that perception, and it's not always the case.
Woolley says shoppers aren't great at noticing price differences, and decisions can just come down to marketing.
What's kind of drawing your attention are the colors and the labeling and the logo and everything, and price is a small part of that.
According to data analytics firm IRI, the biggest in-store brand category seeing increases in market share right now are meat products, like breakfast sausage and chicken. But that's not the end of it, says KK Davi with IRI.
We anticipate that this trend will carry over.
Carry over to other grocery items. That means store brands in general could be having a moment, says Doug Baker with FMI, the Food Industry Association.
And that's why in some instances you'll see retailers with several various private brands in their store because they're trying to meet specific needs.
He says all this attention presents an opportunity for grocery chains to create new store brand items. But with supply chain issues, stores are having challenges just keeping current offerings in stock. I'm Caroline Champlin for Marketplace.